I love you.
I love me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, bringing you instant illumination. I love you. I love me. Now, for me to make a statement, I love you, is the most foolish thing in the world, because I do not have the capacity to love another being. I do not have the capacity to love anyone else on the face of the earth other than myself. I can only love myself because I only know me. I know all the world, all the universe, all that exists as I conceive it, as I take it in through my senses, through my eyes, through my ears, through my nose, through my touch, through whatever I am, whatever I hear, whatever I see, this is what I love of me. Now, when I smell something that's not too pleasant, I pinch my nose so I don't smell it. Breathing it in my mouth, I don't often, the taste doesn't come through, but the smell doesn't come through. So, when I experience something I don't want, I remove myself from it. I cease to participate in it. It's always, I love me. Always, anything I see, anything I do, anything I am, I love me. I can only love me. Now, this sounds rather difficult for a lot of people. And they think that you should love your neighbor. And they forget the little phrase that Jesus tacked on there, love your neighbor like you love yourself. How do I love myself? How do I think about myself? Do I think I'm a pretty wonderful person? Do I think I'm the kind of person that is exciting to be with and enjoyable to be with and a person that makes it fun to live with? If that's true, then that's who I am. Now, as I look at other people, I look at other people because I see in them what I am. And if I see in other people happiness, joy, peace, truth, love, harmony, abundance, all the good things, then that's me. If I see in them the opposite, then that too is me. Now, you say, how can that be? Well, the reason that that is the eyes that see are the eyes that be. The eyes that I see the universe are the eyes with which I am. And if I see the universe as difficult, then that's what I am inside myself. If I see the universe at war, then I am appreciating and observing. I'm being an observer of the world at war. If I look at a war-torn situation or a war situation, and I immediately say, now there is peace on earth, and it began with me, and I look to find peace, I look everywhere to find peace and to find joy and to find harmony, I will. As the saying went, if they gave a war and nobody came, there'd be no war, would there? So, if a war comes to our consciousness and we do not choose to participate in war, we do not choose to participate. We are not involved. We are not in that. But if we think, oh boy, we got to be drafted, we got to go in and support our nation and support our country, that's just fine too. But these are things that we do by our choice. That's not bad or good to support your nation. My goodness, no. That's not right or wrong. It's our choice. It's our choice. Why is it some people live lives of wonderful peace, wonderful harmony, wonderful joy? Because this is what they love. This is who they are. They are beings of peace, love, joy, and harmony. Why is it some people are rich, super rich, abundantly rich, beyond all imagination, and you think to yourself, wow, they have all the money in the world, they can do anything they want. And why is it that I'm not that way? Because you don't believe in yourself. When we believe in ourselves as being rich, then we are. These people don't even conceive of themselves as being rich. They just are. They live it and they are it. You say, well, that doesn't make sense. Yes, it does. If you're experiencing an illness and you concentrate on the illness, you expound on that illness, you compound that illness, you build upon that illness, and that illness grows, as you take your mind away from it, as you affirm a condition totally opposite from appearances, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, then that illness no longer ceases to have the power. You take the power out of the illness and put the power in wholeness. You take the power out of poverty and put the power in abundance. You take the power out of war and put the power in peace. You see, I love you. I love me. Only if I love me can I love you. If I don't love me, I have no capacity to love you. If I don't love me, I have no capacity to look at the world and see it as a world of love and peace and harmony and goodness. If I don't love me, there is nothing in the outer world to love. Yes, that's what it's all about. There's nothing in the outer world to love. So, I love me. I love me. I love me. I love me, I love me, I love me. Oh my. At first that sounds kind of odd and kind of strange. But when you take a hold of your dog and you surround him with your arms and you say, I love you, I love you, I love you, you don't think that's strange. You don't, that dog is not a perfect expression of life eternal and life immortal. It is, really. But you look at that dog and you say, that dog has a lifespan of so much, that dog can get these illnesses, that dog. But you don't think about that. When you think of that dog, you just think of loving that dog, and you think of being, and you don't judge that dog, and you don't make any statements. I don't like you, dog, because you whittle on the carpet. I don't like you, dog, because you don't come when I call. I don't like you, dog. You don't say those things. My goodness, no. You don't empower those things. You say, I love you, I love you, I love you. I think you're wonderful. I think you're fantastic. I think you're the greatest puppy in the world. And when you say that, you are inside yourself. Loving yourself. That's you're pouring out your love on your dog. You're pouring out your love on your world. You're pouring out your love on your universe, your creation, all that is in your sight, sound, all that is in your awareness, and how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is. I love you. I haven't the slightest ability to do that. I love me. That's what it's all about. And when I love me, and you're in my world, I love you. When I love me, and I am in a world of whatever, it is a world that I conceive of out of my love. It is a world of joy and peace and harmony and love and wholeness and, oh my goodness, all these wonderful things. But only if I first love me. Love your neighbor like yourself. How do I love myself? That's how I love my neighbor. How do I love myself? That's how I conceive of the pets in my world. How do I love myself? That's how I conceive of peace in my world. How do I love myself? That's how I conceive of my abundance. How do I love myself? That's how I have my own health. How do I love my, oh, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. But it's how do I love me? Let me count the ways. Oh, don't let that shake your boat. Don't let that shake your boat, because you're doing good, and you're doing very good, and you're doing wonderful. Just know that I love me. And if I don't love me, I have no capacity to love my world. For if I hate me, I hate my world. If I misunderstand me, I misunderstand my world. If I feel doubt in me in any way, I doubt my world. Say with me today, I love me, I love me, I love me. Say it a million, zillion, jillion times. Let it be the total reality of who and what you are. As I do it for me, you say it for you. And know this for yourself and be it. I love thee, I love thee, I love thee, I love thee. And my dear ones, I can say for you, I love you, I love you, I love you.